Hello, thank you for joining me today for Giving 15. The title of today's post is Eclipse Day 2024. Welcome to Eclipse Day 2024. Many people have asked for my thoughts regarding it. Is it prophetic? Is it a sign? What does it mean? Many have written about it, and numerous broadcasts have been released. Some say it is a warning of judgment, while others declare it a sign of the end times, that the rapture will soon occur. In some teachings, it's been reported that its path will go over seven cities in America named Nineveh, a sign of judgment, if enough repentance doesn't occur. Actually, it'll be a full eclipse over only two towns named Nineveh. The others will see only partial eclipses. Reports, in order to confirm that this eclipse bodes negative consequences, are also circulating that some cities and states are actually preparing for problems or calamities. The truth, however, is that this is not because they fear judgment or calamity, but due to the influx of visitors, possibly hundreds of thousands, coming to their areas in order to see the full eclipse. They're concerned about supply issues, food, water, housing, etc., not judgment or calamity. So, is the eclipse a sign? The Bible does indeed tell us the heavens give us signs, including eclipses and blood moons. And I've given you several references if you want to look them up. There is no scripture I'm aware of, however, that says every eclipse is a sign or warning. This means prophetic discernment is necessary in order to determine whether or not a heavenly phenomenon is a sign. And since there is no one, and I emphasize no one, who hears from the Lord perfectly, great caution is necessary when attempting to discern this. I'm not implying that those stating this eclipse is a sign are mistaken, nor am I endorsing them. I've listened to several. Some seem credible, others do not. I've also read articles by and listened to podcasts of those attempting to discredit them. These individuals do point out a few wrong facts used by some in formulating their prophetic statements. Most of the critics, however, are obviously cynics of the prophetic in general and form their beliefs only in the realm of intellect, knowing nothing of prophetic revelation. I also find their arrogance and critical spirits hard to stomach. Having acknowledged my lack of clarity regarding this eclipse being a sign, I want to state clearly that I do believe America is headed for increasingly difficult times for a season. I have consistently said a difficult shaking is coming to our nation in order to finish the task of turning us back to God. I believe this has begun and will intensify. Sin has wages. Rebellion to God and mocking Him comes with dire consequences. Psalm 2 is clear. When rulers mock God, He mocks back. When they conspire to throw off God's rule, they experience His rod of iron. The fools and reprobates now ruling America believe they can mock Him, celebrating Resurrection Sunday or Easter as the transgender day of visibility instead, along with numerous other middle fingers they have given God, His Son, and His Word, the piper is about to be paid. The votes they thought they could buy by allowing millions of illegals into our nation will instead by terrorism and numerous other difficulties. Those who naively voted in these leftists, Marxists, atheists, and liars are about to taste the fruit of their ignorance and rebellion. And a savorless church with its low watt light will receive its wake-up call. We are all about to taste and see that God is not only good, He is also in charge. I absolutely believe America will be saved and that God will help us recover, but it will not be without pain. As a nation, we have stiffened our necks and doubled down on our pride, rebellion, and stupidity. We have sown the wind, and the whirlwind is coming. At least five proven prophetic voices, whom I trust, believe the shaking will begin intensifying this month. They are not saying this because of the eclipse, though they seem to be acknowledging that it, as well as other events occurring in our nation, could be further signs that the shaking will now increase. I concur with them. I believe the shaking, which I have called a merciful and redemptive shaking, is about to intensify. It is merciful because its purpose is to turn our hearts redemptively, not because it won't be painful. It will be. But mercy will triumph over judgment, and America will survive and be restored. Continue to repent on behalf of America and her sins, and decree that she will be saved through a third great awakening. Again, I say, the prayers of a remnant, you, are saving America and birthing Earth's greatest revival. I also believe our prayers can lessen the reaping from our rebellion. It is not time to back up, grow weary, or lose heart. It is time to be unwavering, determined, and strong. Whatever comes in the shaking, God's kingdom will not be shaken. It will increase. I have mentioned the following quote by Thomas Paine in previous posts, yet its relevance for us today is great. He wrote it the year our nation was born, though we were just beginning the war to enforce the birth. General Washington made all of his soldiers read the entire article. Here is a portion. These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Let's pray. Father, we are thoroughly convinced of your goodness. We are convinced of your grace and mercy, that your heart is to redeem, not punish. This is a sustaining truth in difficult times, an anchor for our souls. You are a good and wonderful Father. Though you allow prodigals to eat with the pigs and wallow in the filth of their unwise decisions, you also run to meet them when they return to you. We are thoroughly convinced that America will return to you and be restored because of your heart and unparalleled wisdom. You know how to turn us back. We are also confident that in any shaking, your kingdom will stand strong. Those who stand with it will as well. Not for a moment do we believe that Satan has outwitted you, outwitted or could ever overpower you. We do not doubt for a moment that you will have the harvest you have spoken of and promised your son. So we say, let the shaking intended to deliver us from evil intensify. Let it come and awaken millions to their need of you. Let it come to free millions of young people from the demonic ideologies with which they have been fed and poisoned. Let it come to open our hearts and prepare us for the outpouring of your Spirit. Our eyes are on the goal you have in mind, not the pain that will endure for a season. And our decree. We declare that God is for us, not against us. You are for us, Lord, not against us. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me. We are overcomers, and that's what we will do. Hope to see you tomorrow. God bless you until then.